This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you know what time of the week it is. It's hump day, and that means Ty Bollinger. TMB is going to join me. We go outside the box a little later. We got some great healing stories to share with you. But first and foremost, it's post-election day. We're still alive. We're still breathing. And not a whole heck of a lot has changed. Joining me with some commentary on this and a whole lot more. We're going to debut a new song momentarily, too. It's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He's back. Welcome, my friend.
Hi, Robert. Hey, it's great to be on your show again. Post-election day, and also we've got a new hilarious music video being debuted on your show here, so I'm really excited to join you.
I always love it when your creative juices are just flowing into these songs, and there's a video that's accompanying it. We'll get to that momentarily. But as you wrote, and I covered your article from yesterday about the election, you know, it's like, all right, now we see Senate has flipped. It's going to the Republicans. The House has even more Republicans. We still have Obama. But, you know, for some that say we're just shills for the Republican Party, I don't know how they even get that idea, but we hear that anybody that doesn't agree 100% with Obama is a Republican, which is nonsense. But we're very realistic about the fact that Republicans have it in control, and they're part of this disastrous mess that is the federal government as well. So what do we expect to occur? And you laid out beautifully 5 points that you said, we're still going to have to deal with this no matter who is voted into office.
Absolutely. And look, to the point you made there, so many narratives that have been pushed by the mainstream media were just destroyed in this election. There was a female black congresswoman elected last night as a Republican, mm-hmm. by Republicans. So the narrative that Republicans are all racist, or they...
Did they even mention that in the news? I don't recall that.
No, the mainstream media is just... absolutely just lies about everything. You know, all the narratives are being destroyed. Look, this was a massive rejection of the failed, disastrous Obama policies, which have driven America into near bankruptcy. You know, the debt is through the roof, the national debt over $17 trillion. Joblessness is at record highs. You can't trust the government official statistics. They're all engineered and, you know, fabricated. Mm-hmm. But on the street, real people are suffering more now than they have in their entire memory. They don't remember the economy being this hard, or jobs being this difficult to find, or food prices going up so fast while their own take-home paychecks are either frozen or even going down.
Yeah.
So this was a massive rejection of the failed Obama policies. Now, that doesn't mean that Republicans are going to give us anything better, because one of the big themes here is that there is now widespread distrust in government, period. The American people are losing their faith, and it really is faith, in government. Government's not solving problems. You know, CDC bungled the whole Ebola outbreak situation. Mm-hmm. You know, the IRS is a political weapon to target people of certain political persuasions. You know, mainstream media is really in cahoots with the White House. And most government regulators are run by powerful corporations. The overall perception is that this system is broken. And I think if people could have voted for a wholesale, like, take them all out of Congress,
mm-hmm.
take everybody out of Washington, and bring in new, real people who are real, you know, everyday Joes and Janes.
Yeah.
People would have really voted for that if they had that choice, but of course that choice wasn't there.
Yeah, the option wasn't there, and of course there's still a bit of a fear about everything that's gone on, so there's still a little bit of control left in, let's say, the fear mongers in the political game to keep people away from voting for anybody but a Republican or a Democrat. I joked yesterday with Super Don about, you know, Clay Aiken was running for Congress. He was one of the American Idols. I said, just put all of American Idols into Congress and get everybody else out. I mean, you can't do much worse at this point. half
true.
Joking, but the system being broken. And you know what I noticed as well, Mike? The Republicans that got in, except for the real hardcore establishment ones, aren't gloating in the same way they might have. They're not saying this is a mandate for us. They're acknowledging now that there's such a high distrust of government that even they are saying, well, let's see. It depends on what we do at this point. So it's
well, yeah.
not that the message isn't happening at all.
No, they've got 2 years now to get something done that is substantially in favor of the people they claim to represent. Now, if the next 2 years is just Republicans doing business as usual,
mm-hmm.
just bailing out the bankers, big legislative gifts to corporations, you know, screwing the common person, more wars in the Middle East, more bombs, more bullets, more surveillance, taking away all our rights, liberties, and privacies, well, you know, that's not going to fly. They're going to lose the White House in 2016, and people will lose even more faith in the government. But if the Republicans actually somehow find a soul
mm-hmm.
and do something useful for the next 2 years, then they could put this country on a new course, and they could win the White House and actually help restore America. But, you know, you and I, we've been around a while. We've seen... We saw history.
Yes,
we've lived through it. So
we're not counting on that. But and you know we look at the centralized bureaucracies by their very nature. It engulfs and devours liberty and spits it back out and claims it's still liberty. So we know the warnings from history as well. At the same time, you know we're not so discouraged that we can't give humans the ability to be human again. Right? That we would stand in the way of somebody who genuinely is trying to do something right. And that's why we'll applaud somebody that even if we'll disagree with them on other things, if they stand up and do something in an area where we say, yeah, no, that's absolutely right, where we support that. And that's where we get beyond the realm of a partisanship. You know, we don't align ourselves with any party.
Well, that's right. We align ourselves with principles upon which this nation was founded.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really look at the situation right now, we are headed over a fiscal cliff as a nation with the national debt that really no one is addressing. And even if the Republicans attempt to address it, they'll use language like, we're balancing the budget, but all they're really doing is they are cutting the future projected growth of spending
mm-hmm.
on some Excel spreadsheet somewhere that somehow comes out to a balanced budget 25 years later if all their assumptions turn out to be accurate, which they never are. So balancing the budget is absolutely impossible at this point.
So what are we to do, Mike? I mean, you and I mean, you do creative things. I love to laugh. We love to laugh here. We got to laugh our way to the collapse. I think that's one of the things we've talked about.
yeah, I like that. That is actually my current philosophy. I've decided to just have more fun in life by doing more creative things, doing these funny songs. I'm working on a Muppet to be introduced here as a food guru, mm-hmm. educator, you know, an actual Muppet where I'm doing the voice and everything. I've decided, you know, there is no turning around the financial implosion of this country. Most people won't wake up until it really hits them hard.
Right.
People don't want to acknowledge the future that's coming. They want to just say, let's ignore that and be comfortable today. But the truth is there will come a time when there will be a mass awakening. Until then, I'm not going to live my life every day, you know, just in doomsday and misery. I'm going to have as much fun as I can, but also get prepared and also help try to share useful information with people who are awake enough to get ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the interesting thing. When you are aware, where you have consciousness, you also see pain. You also can sense and feel pain. And can it be from within? Certainly. Can it be recognizing it in others? Absolutely. But if we let that overwhelm us, then our reason for being, if it is here to make changes to help others, it becomes very difficult to do that. And I think part of my transition in this life is recognizing that although I've suffered, I learned much from my suffering. Our purpose to be here isn't to suffer, maybe to learn from it, but perhaps to help others see through that so that they have to suffer less, even if some of that is inevitable based on the history that we're living through.
Well, that's right. And one of the things I notice out there in the population today is that there is a, you know, a cognitive inability to really accept what's coming. That, you know, it's called a normalcy bias, and people won't really wake up to what's coming until it happens. And until then, there are only a few ways to reach some of those people. And comedy or music or satire, is those are some of the ways that are effective. So that's why I'm doing more and more of that, because I think that I want to get a message out to people, but they're not able to handle the whole truth.
Mm-hmm.
They can only have little bite-sized, you know, little snippets of the truth at a time. And one day they'll wake up, but it's going to be a journey for them.
Sure. And as I say, we're laughing our way along the way to make it palatable. And, it, you know, listen, we've got to continue to live life at that point. It's very easy to get caught up and wrapped up in it and become depressed by it. So we try to chuckle as much as we can here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, real quick, I want to debut this song here, as we still got a minute, but we're going to go out early so we can play a little bit of it to break. This is a new song about working for Ebola. What is this? I thought the government was working for the people.
The government is actually working for Ebola, as this song explains. They're trying to make it spread as successfully as possible. That's what the song says.
Excellent. Well, we're going to go out listening a little early here to Mike Adams' new song, debuting today right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our good friends, our syndicator, GCN. Spread the word. It's a lot of fun. Maybe the message is going to bum you out, but you're going to enjoy listening to this. It's called Working for Ebola by the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. We'll be back with more after this.
Obama promised it would never reach us here, and the CDC assured us we have nothing to fear, because our hospitals and doctors, they're the best in the land. But as we've come to find, they had something else planned. They brought it over here, they spread it out of fear. They were riders like a viral Ayatollah. They brought the quarantines, here comes a new vaccine. It turns out they were working for Ebola.
It's only spread by bodily fluids. It's not airborne.
I didn't know they was gonna bring it to my town. Had no idea they was gonna spread it all around. In the hospitals and subways and bowling alley too. They all be trying to jam this to spread that bug to you. They brought it over here. They spread it out of fear. Terrorizers like a Bible Ayatollah. They brought the quarantine. Here comes a new...
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Working for Ebola, the new song by the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. You can click on the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, take you to the video that accompanies the song, and spread the word. Of course, all the other songs that we still hum and sing and our kids do from the years that you've been doing the music, Mike, including, you know, Say No to GMOs. That was one of those classics that keeps playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done a lot of interesting songs at this point. Dumb and Lazy was one that I did about a year ago, and Don't Touch My Junk was about the TSA. And, there are more songs coming. I do these whenever topics arise that I think could fit this kind of response. I normally don't do what Al Yankovic does with like taking a popular song and reworking it, although I did do that with Dumb and Lazy. That's
right. That was the Call Me Maybe, right? That was, yeah. I remember when you came out with that. That was the first time you had taken an existing song and reworked it.
Yeah, exactly. And for those who don't know, I do have a long history of music, writing music and doing vocals and being in a band. Lots of things. So I did all the vocals. I do all the arranging of the music. I do the harmonies and everything. And, people like it. So
that's great. Cause you took it well beyond I did. I was in a garage band in high school. We played Kiss and Bad Company, and it was, it was really bad. So I ended that, but I had fun. Good memories of it.
Yeah. You know, you get, when you're growing up, if you're not in a band at some point, and I don't mean a marching band. I mean like a garage band.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're not living. You got to be in a band.
Right, I know. It's like, you know, said, well, there was already one Jewish Elvis. I didn't need to go down that road.
All right. Right on, man. Well, so there's more coming, and like I said, the Muppet, I'm working on the Muppet bits. Going to mm-hmm. have the Muppet come out and do some education. I've got the voice nailed down for the Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to – it's hard to bring in enough humor
yes.
to make it fun to watch, but also actually get across some useful educational points. It's a fine balance.
It's a delicate balance to do that. It's not easy. If people – you know, don't try this at home lest you get hurt, and then we'll have to send you some Arnica for your bruising. Mike, you know, post-election here, one of the interesting, intriguing things about the elections and then the transition, that, you know, the concept that our friends at the 10th Amendment Center have brought back out, this idea that the states need to exert their so-called rights, the people as well, instead of looking to the D.C. to correct everything. But of all places, the District of Columbia now has legalized weed for recreational purposes. Does that mean we can mandate Congress people and senators and the president to be on it if they're not already?
Yeah, I think most of them are already on weed, and they're probably hoping to legalize cocaine.
Yeah, that's probably the drug of choice up there. That's true. Yeah. But I find it interesting that this concept of a nonviolent, peaceful, you know, resistance, if you will, the states and the people respectively saying, okay, I'm tired of asking for you to do the right thing. We're just going to do it ourselves, and I double dog dare you to do something about it. And I think the weed issue has been pretty profound in reminding folks that the federal government is not supreme when they do not make laws, or when they make laws that are not in pursuance to the Constitution.
Well, we got to keep it all in perspective. Weed may be legal in some states, but raw milk is still a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, the government has still criminalized much of what America was founded on in terms of farming, food production, dairy production, and local selling of food to your neighbors or bartering food, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
We have all been criminalized to some extent. Probably all of us may violate at least three federal laws every day without even realizing it or intending to.
Right.
Because of the way the laws are written. We live in a society that is so oppressive that it just screams out for a real reform that would drastically reduce the oppression and the criminalization and the police state mentality that Washington currently operates on.
Well, and here's the irony to the stereotypes. Like, people would think, well, Democrats would be more for raw milk freedom, but it's quite the opposite. We find that the Democrats are more about legislating people's ability not to have raw milk because they have this protectionist mentality. They want to be your mommy or daddy. So you can't automatically say, well, this party is for this and this is for that, and it sort of is confusing to some folks that if they listen to the mainstream media, they wouldn't get this message ever.
Well, no, I mean, but it can be summed up as follows: the liberals love big government, the conservatives love big business or corporations,
mm-hmm.
and so who gets squeezed in all of this is the citizen and right. the small businesses.
It's the we the people, exactly. Mike, I appreciate you being here. We got some more healing stories to share, and what a way to kick it off. Thank you for the new song. It's a whole lot of fun working for Ebola.
Great. Thank you, Robert. Great to join you.
All right. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. It was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns80, the number's 80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Scott Belzo.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
The box today, of course, Ty Bowens will be showing up, joining us with some extra healing. Also, AJ Lanigan. We're talking immune modulation a little bit later. Thanks again to the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, for debuting Working for Ebola, the new song, new parody song as well. My favorite times of the Robert Scott Bell Show are when we get to talk to hometown healers, the people that have been doing the work to get well. They may or may not be doctors, but boy, oh boy, did they learn a lot along the way, and they have a lot to teach us. We have one such person right now on the line. Her name is Deborah Dixon. She's in Seattle, Washington, and she was diagnosed with lung cancer Lung cancer. Can you imagine how scary that was? I was in, of course, Quest for the Cures with Ty Bollinger, and they asked me about lung cancer, what I would do. Well, I want to know what Deborah Dickinson did. Deborah, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, Deborah, thank you for being here to share your story. I know it involves a botanical plant by the name of the Venus flytrap in Carnivora. But before we dive headlong into that, it must have been a stunner. How many years ago was this diagnosis of lung cancer?
This was February of 2013.
Okay, so just not long ago, within 2 years.
Right.
You had the diagnosis. Now, did you immediately go into a health food store to get help, or did you have cancer doctors try to treat you with things? What was your first step?
Well, my first step was shock.
Yes.
And they suggested surgery at first. And I went to a surgeon, and I decided that I didn't want to do that. And then their next step was therapy for the cancer. We didn't know that it was cancer at first.
Okay.
It was a growth in my lung.
Mm-hmm.
And I had went back into the hospital for something else, and they realized that the growth had grown.
Okay.
And that's when I found out that it was cancer.
Oh, my goodness. Now, did you have family around you that it was encouraging you to do whatever the doctor said? I mean, what was the motion there? Because I don't know if you had a holistic background at all at the time.
Well, there was no holistic background. There was just people saying, you know, do whatever the doctor said. And what the doctors were recommending was not something I wanted to do. they recommended chemotherapy. They recommended, radiation.
Okay.
And
did you agree to do any of those treatments at first?
The only thing I agreed to do was radiation.
Okay. How many weeks of radiation did you go through?
It wasn't weeks. It was only five treatments.
Five treatments, okay.
Yes.
Did you have any major side effects from the radiation that you know of?
Well, not at that time.
Okay.
And I did the five treatments, which were 5 days.
Okay.
And I had a lady sit next to me one time before the radiation was done, and she said, listen, they'll tell you that the tumor has shrunk. But she said, don't listen to them. She said, all that means is that you're going to have to go through chemotherapy. And I said, what? And I was shocked. So I had heard about Carnivora. And I had had a CT scan. And sure enough, the tumor had shrunk. And that's all it did was shrink after the radiation treatment. And so I heard about Carnivora, and I started taking Carnivora in January.
Of this year?
Of 2014, yes.
Yeah, okay. So let me just recap to this point. You took some radiation treatments. The tumor was still there. It had shrunk, but they were likely going to say, well, now you need chemo because it's not gone.
Exactly.
All right.
And
so you elected.
Okay. And so I started taking Carnivora. And in March, when I had another CT scan, the tumor was completely gone.
Whoa.
So
3 months later?
Yes. So much so that the radiologist said he couldn't even have known where the tumor was. Unless he had looked at previous CT scans.
Now, did they, at that point, did they know you didn't do the chemotherapy?
They knew I did not do the chemotherapy.
Hmm. And so did they say, well, it must have been the radiation, right? They said, oh, the radiation worked.
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah.
But I knew that I took Carnivora.
Can I ask how aggressively you took the carnivore? I mean, were you taking, like, capsules, the liquid? What were you doing? What protocol were you on?
Okay, I was the protocol I was taking was capsules, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once at night. And that's what I did, because that's all I could afford.
Okay.
And, yes, and so I took that. And within 3 months, the tumor was gone, completely gone.
Did you have it?
Still gone.
Can I ask, Deborah, did you have any kind of coughing up of substance of any kind trying to evacuate, or did it, when they went and saw that there was nothing, did you have any experience of any detox over those 3 months?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Interesting. Now, what do you suspect may have brought on a cancer tumor in your lungs? Were you a smoker?
I was once, and mm-hmm. I had stopped in 2003.
Okay.
That's why I couldn't understand why I got cancer, but I did. And all I can say is I took the carnivora, and the tumor went away completely.
Listen, I'm just blessed to hear the story, and I'm blessed that you'll share this with our listeners, because there are many people out there looking for ways to address this. I will say that I don't sell the product, and I know you don't, and you're just sharing your story. And I want people to consider that plants can do things. They can do things without harming you. They can modulate your immune system. And, of course, we know cancer cannot exist in a body whose immune system is intact and functioning fully. And
Exactly. Clearly,
for you to do, were you doing one capsule a day, three times a day, or two, three times a day? How were you doing this?
One capsule, three times a day.
Really? And then, were there any other shifts in your diet or lifestyle?
No, there wasn't.
Okay. I don't want to encourage people to think that they don't have to change anything in their diet or lifestyle.
I don't want to do that either.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is I took the carnivora, and the cancer was completely gone.
Right. And here we sit now in November of the same year. Again, we said September, you had radiation treatments after the diagnosis. You had the CT scan in December of last year showing the cancer was still there. You began taking the carnivore capsules in January, and by March you had another CT scan. They couldn't even find where the tumor was.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
exactly, and I can prove that.
Did you say, hey, Doc, it wasn't the radiation here, this is what I've been taking? Did you actually say it, or did you say, I better
no,
not say
honey,
anything?
No, honey, I never said a word. I never said one word. These are people that are dedicated to their to there being a doctor and a certain regimen.
Mm-hmm.
And I never said one word to them.
How about your family members? Did any of them inquire as to what you've been doing?
Yes. I told my mother, and she said, what? She was shocked. And I told her, I said, Mom, it wasn't the radiation. It was the carnivora. And I know that in my heart. No one has to tell me that. I just know it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Have you talked to a lot of folks with cancer or immune issues since then, just sharing your story?
No, I have not.
Wow, I feel extra special that you came on the show to share it today.
This
is really cool.
Well, this is the first time, the very first time I've ever shared this.
Beautiful. And you're up in Seattle. See, next time I go up to Seattle and do a lecture like at Marlene's, I got to meet you and get a picture with you, because that's just
extraordinary. I've got to meet you, too. Thank you so much.
Super Don, this is awesome news. Look, another hometown healer. You know, another great story of empowerment.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely out there. I mean, this is a heck of a story, to be diagnosed with lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, beyond the carnivore, which, we've heard the things that are just outstanding about
it.
Yeah, and then 3 months later, it's gone.
Deborah, is it too forward of me to ask you your age?
I'm 62.
62, okay. And
it
still
was it was such a scary diagnosis.
Hmm.
And I felt all alone in that diagnosis.
Sure.
And I kept hearing about carnivora, and I said, you know what, it couldn't hurt any more than I'm hurt now.
Yeah.
And so I start taking it, and the cancer is completely gone.
Beautiful. Well,
and
I recommend
can prove it.
I recommend if you're able, Deborah, at this point, to, if you hadn't done it, that lymph drainage formula is very important to continue to make sure your body detoxifies all the way, because we know with the breakdown of tumors, there can be some debris, but it seems like you were able to manage through that pretty well, so I'm pleased to hear that.
Well, you know, the only reason I didn't get the extra is because I couldn't afford it.
Sure.
But I swear by Carnivora.
Well, again, I appreciate you joining us today on the show to share that story, another inspiring healing story, and I hope we can get together next time I go out to Seattle.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Deborah Dickinson, what a hero to me. All right, Deborah, thank you again.
Let me know when you're coming out.
Oh, you'll definitely know. Now we've got the connection. Super Don will keep us connected there.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. By the way, Richard Ostro said that for my listeners, I don't know how long this is going on. I didn't get like a deadline on it, but on that lymph drainage formula, he said right now you can get one, buy one and get one free for a limited time. So those of you who want to plug into the lymph drainage, maybe you want to buy one for Deborah Dickinson, the sweetest lady here telling the story of overcoming cancer. Beautiful. Call them at 866-836-8735. 866-836-8735. They're linked up in the show notes. Just click it and you can sign up for their email alerts as well. All right. That's great. Listen, we got a lot more healing to go. Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box, AJ Lanigan. We got a question of the day follow-up. You got to hear this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you,
ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Here today. I just love being inspired by stories of healing. And, but Deborah, you know, Super Don, the whole idea of healing is like it's a miracle in so many ways. And I'm not saying that everybody could do just the same thing that Deborah did and, you know, have the lung cancer go away, but it worked for Deborah. And even if it's only one part of a major kind of protocol that you might have to do, it's so much better than doing the chemo that they wanted her to do and the devastation that she would have to go through. So I just...
There's an answer out there for everybody. You know, and like you said, it's a carnivore. The carnivore was something else. I mean, there are alternatives out there. We hear about them all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll talk with A.J. Lanigan about another one, talk about beta-1,3-D glucan, another immune modulator. And Ty, of course, all of his works with the writings, the research, and the shows, the TV things. Man, oh, man, doing some good work here. I just feel so happy when we can share these stories. So, we have a follow-up to a question of the day. We were asked with our good friend, Dr. Rashid Batar. And it was a long, involved question about psoriasis in particular with her husband. This woman named Larry. I don't know how to pronounce it. I apologize. But she sent another follow-up, which is almost equally detailed, because she knew we didn't have a lot of details to go on, so we were kind of just talking in general about it. And they were consistent. They're eating well and doing good things, and yet he's still having problems. And, of course, the third thing came in just before the show today, the follow-up, and it was like that aha moment, that bingo moment, which we couldn't get to without this kind of information. And so she writes, "Hi, Robert. I forgot to mention in my email to you yesterday, regarding my husband's psoriasis, that he had some mercury fillings." Bingo! From what I've read recently, it looks like some people cannot heal from disease no matter what they do if they don't get them removed. I would like to hear your thoughts on this. Thank you for what you do. Well, exactly. And this is usually the first question I ask. Somebody seeks me out for help, I ask the question. Or I say, open your mouth, let me see what's in it. And I'm not talking about the food you're chewing. I'm talking about your teeth. Are they filled with mercury? And even, you know, we've covered this from so many angles over the years. So many angles. But for me, if you are one of those that are so sensitive and you have this mercury anchor and you're not you know, you're not getting past it, right? Like the people that have all been on all the candida cures, all the yeast candida overgrowth cures, yet they still have the overgrowth coming back and back and back. They don't eat sugar, refined carbohydrates, etc. And then I always say, look to mercury. Mercury is being released in your system. The yeast, it's just overgrowing to engulf and devour the mercury molecules to protect you. And it's just like that in this case with psoriasis. Mercury, the second most toxic substance that we know of. You've got a residual exposure every time you chew food, chew gum, whatever you're doing. There is a vaporous exposure, and that's going to limit. It's going to hit a top end like a ceiling in your healing. No pun intended, or not trying to rhyme, but the ceiling in your healing is often the mercury.
I kind of like that.
You like that? The ceiling in your healing. It's often the mercury anchor that you're carrying, whether the residual mercury that you haven't removed or an ongoing exposure like in the silver fillings. Now, in the general health category of her husband, what we talked about, go back to the archives from Monday with Dr. Bitar, and you'll hear it. We recognize so many of the good works and the good things to do, and a lot of it's in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. We write about it, TMB and I, and Unlock the Power to Heal, different things to do. But if you are doing the right thing, and if your immune system is modulating pretty well, and if your liver is working, your kidneys are okay, then you can go to a biological dentist, somebody who's been trained through the methods or knows about the IAOMT, the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology. They're trained the right way, Dr. Hal Huggins, for instance, to actually remove these things safely, as safe as possible. There's no perfectly safe way to remove mercury, but there are safer ways. And in the meantime, ramp up the selenium levels in the body. Do the things that you know that will help bind the selenium. Increase your glutathione production. Take a more one world whey, non-denatured whey protein. Do the homeopathic liver detox along with mercury detox. Chelate if you can. And then you will find that you will get beyond that persistent, in this case, psoriasis that doesn't go away, or whatever it is that's lingering in your body. Mercury, that heavy metal, is the anchor that holds so many people back from achieving their goals in healing. Thanks again to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for joining us this hour. And God bless Deborah Dickinson for joining us and sharing her story of overcoming lung cancer. We've got more happy news in the next hour because TMB is here with RSB and Super D. And we're going to keep that healing going with AJ Lanigan. So stick around. Outside the Box coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Way is a way protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Way is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Way is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.